The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is Friday the 16th of March 2018, halfway through March, and this is episode 16 of the Friday News Update, and this is going to be a big show today. We have some smartwatch news, we have some Apple news, and we have some smartphones that were revealed a little bit early. So let's get going. This is episode 16 of the Friday News Update, and first up this week, Fitbit have announced a brand new smartwatch called the Fitbit Versa. It's a little bit cheaper than the Fitbit Ionic, which was their previous smartwatch. It costs £200 and it has a different design that looks a lot like the Apple Watch. So this should attract some people who were a bit sceptical about the Fitbit Ionic's weird design. I was a bit sceptical, but I do quite like the design now, but the design of the Fitbit Versa looks fantastic in my opinion, so this should attract some more customers. And the smartwatch is a little bit smaller than the Ionic as well, but it has up to 4-day battery life. It is waterproof in 50 meters of water, so you should be able to go swimming with this and you'll have no problems with the watch at all. And it runs Fitbit OS, so it gives you notifications from your Android phone. It's got a growing but still small selection of apps, and it has all of Fitbit's usual activity tracking features on there. So it does look like a pretty good watch, actually. This is definitely one to consider. You can pre-order it now on Fitbit.com. It costs £200, as I said, and apparently it's going to be delivered within 3 to 4 weeks if you pre-order it now. So go and pre-order that on Fitbit.com if you like the sound of the smartwatch. They also announced a fitness tracker for children age 8 and up, which is a bit of a weird idea, but it's called Fitbit Ace, and it has up to 5-day battery life, all of Fitbit's usual activity tracking, and it does sleep tracking as well. And it's available for pre-order now for £80. It's going to be released in May, so that is also on Fitbit.com if you're interested. In other smartwatch news, Google have rebranded Android Wear to Wear OS. They said this is to highlight the fact that you can use it on iOS as well as Android, and they did hint at some big Android Wear or Wear OS announcements coming this year, so I'll keep you updated on that on the Friday News Update throughout the year. According to rumours, Motorola is cancelling its upcoming Moto X 5 phone, which is rumoured to have a notch and a 5.9-inch screen, and some upcoming Moto mods that they were working on. We did hear some rumours recently that Motorola was working on a VR headset Moto mod, which looked kind of cool, though it's probably just going to be another Google Cardboard headset, but that could be cancelled now. So stay tuned and let's see if the Moto X5 actually does get announced or not. Google Lens is now available on iOS through the Google Photos app, and what it does is it recognises stuff in photos. So in Google Photos, you tap on a photo, tap the Google Lens button, and it will recognize stuff in the photo like phone numbers and web addresses, books, stuff like that, and it will let you add the phone number as a contact or go to that web page or stuff like that. It is very cool. I tried it out last week and it's pretty impressive, the accuracy of it. So go download Google Photos. It's free and take a look at Google Lens. It's already on Android phones through Google Photos and it's also rolled out to Android flagship phones like the Galaxy S8 through the Google Assistant. So it can do live recognition of what the camera's looking at, kind of like Bixby Vision. Huawei accidentally published a page with all the specs of their upcoming Huawei P20 Lite phone in Poland. They've now taken it down, but it has remained up on some Polish online phone stores. The price listed roughly converts to about £350, and we're going to get a 5.85 inch screen, 64 gig of storage, 4 gig of RAM, a Kirin 659 mid-range processor, and Android Oreo, and the cameras are going to be a big focus of this phone as well. We're going to get dual cameras on the back, 16 megapixel and 2 megapixel, and on the front we get a 16 megapixel camera which is used for a face unlock feature, so facial recognition for unlocking the phone. It's also got a notch, which Huawei are calling Full View 2.0, so sounds like we're going to be seeing that on some other Huawei phones this year, and we get a 3000 mAh battery with fast charging. So it's a pretty decent phone for the price, and we also got some photos of the phone as well, which you can see if you're watching on YouTube. Apple have announced that the Worldwide Developers Conference for this year will start on June the 4th. That is where they will announce the latest versions of iOS, macOS, watchOS, and just some general software announcements like that, as well as possibly some hardware. And they've recently announced another event coming on March the 27th, taglined, "Let's take a field trip." It's going to be education themed, and Apple says it will have creative new ideas for teachers and students. So is a new iPad coming? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. The Essential Phone is now getting Android 8.1 Oreo via a software update. Rumours suggest that the LG G7 will be announced in April and released in May, and the LG V35 will be announced in November. And rumoured specs and an image of the HTC U12 Plus has been posted online. It's apparently going to have a QHD screen, dual 8 megapixel cameras on the front, dual cameras on the back, 16 megapixel and 2 megapixel, and we're going to get a Snapdragon 845 processor with 6 gig of RAM and a 3420 mAh battery, and you're going to get a 6-inch screen as well. Apparently, it's going to be announced in April. All right, then, that is the latest tech news. Thanks for listening.